The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 246, The Pentagon Connection.
Are you sure it's Obosky?
Scarlett sent us his photo from his official personnel file. It's him.
What are they doing?
They're both outside their cars. Korsky's holding some sort of map and pointing towards the main building.
Sounds like they might be going over plans for tomorrow. I don't know why they need a map.
Who knows? Maybe it's a cover. Maybe Korsky is pointing out where the mainframe is located. Or maybe he's showing him the route to the next target.
That last one would be my guess. We're going to follow up on this guy. If he's really AWOL, then a lot of people will be looking for him. Keep in touch. If I get anything new, I'll call you.
I'll do the same.
Ciao.
Jim is going to keep checking on Obarski. If this guy really is AWOL, there'll be a lot of people looking for him.
He could be on leave.
Well, it makes sense that Rage has someone in the Pentagon. So many people have been in the right place at the right time. He's been making sure that they got there.
I was wondering, rather than just being an inside guy, if he's not really the kingpin. Bishop seemed to be in charge, but answering to a higher power. Sam and I assumed it was a Rage leader, not someone embedded in the system.
It does make sense. If you're going to have military people involved in these attacks, you'd need somebody in the position to easily move them around. As I understand it, the AO is not only responsible for reassigning people, but also for their career development.
Well, the way Jim explained it to me was when you requested your next duty station, you would fill out what was referred to as a dream sheet. And then the AO would send you somewhere else.
Well, there's no question as to what the career development is for these guys.
Yeah, destroy the United States.
I don't think it's limited to us. I'm willing to bet anything that Russia, China, everyone else is a target. This may just be the beginning of a worldwide assault by Rage.
We'll just worry about us for right now. It looks like they're getting ready to leave.
I bet they're going to scout out their secondary target.
Once we know, let's head back to the station. Kate, do you have the electronic jamming equipment lined up?
It should be at the station now. Once we get the word from Sam that their mission is a go, we'll get everything set up.
So what's the status of our two YDF crewmen?
One is barely conscious. The other is still out of it.
We were lucky that he was able to warn us about the bomb on board the shuttle.
Yeah, that would have been a bit of a mess.
So what's been going on in there?
You mean, what was Braveheart here doing?
It sounded like WrestleMania in there.
Well, Gabby gets to have all the fun, so I thought it should be my turn.
That's not like you, Marco.
What do you mean, not like me? What was I supposed to do, run and leave it up to Gabby? Or you?
We're not talking about trying to defuse the bomb. We don't question your courage.
I believe the phrase that got my attention was, "Get out, or I'll throw you out."
That got our attention too. That's not like you, Marco.
Yeah, you usually end a sentence with that crazy laugh. There was certainly no laughing.
Time was wasted and I didn't really feel like arguing. It didn't matter because the bomb was not defusable in the time we had left. It all worked out, except for you losing your shuttle.
Insurance can replace my shuttle, but not you guys.
I guess that makes us indispensable.
Don't push it. Georgia, damage assessment?
The ship's integrity has not been compromised. There appears to be only superficial damage. One port navigation beacon is damaged.
Thank you.
I don't suppose anything from the shuttle is salvageable.
I'm scanning the debris field. Unless you want some scrap metal, I don't see anything worth retrieving.
Then I recommend resuming navigation.
Helmsman, steer to original course, three-quarters standard.
Aye, sir. Three-quarters standard.
Say, guys, I want to apologize. I guess I was a little rude back there.
A little? You were about to body slam us onto the flight deck.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just that you wouldn't...
Shut up?
Well, I was gonna say stop bloody arguing.
I think shut up is more appropriate.
Are you two saying I talk too much?
Well, they do call you Gabby.
Look, whatever happened is over and done with. The bottom line is the ship was saved, so I thank all of you. Let's shift our focus to running down Lister. Slane, head back down to sick bay and help Captain Tam with our two patients.
I can certainly do that. We'll call you if anything new develops.
Well, I must say, that was rather exciting. Let's hope that's all we'll have for this trip.
I agree. We came very close to becoming space debris. At least we have the IDF shuttle in case we need to pursue Lister on Titan IV.
I know Slane and Tam worked on replacing the landing gear servo. Have you had an opportunity to test it?
Not here in the vacuum of space. Our preliminary tests show that the unit properly responded to our tests. We'll have to wait until we re-enter the atmosphere and open the landing gear doors to be sure.
Well, that's reassuring. Jaffra, we need to discuss how we'll split up once we reach Titan IV.
We'll need to maintain at least three fronts. One group will stay with the Mercury and monitor the Putomic. In case they head straight for their ship, Gabby, Jomak, and Marco will once again team up and take the shuttle. You, Lenora, Slane, and I will search the main medical facilities. That leaves Captain Nate and Liam with the Mercury.
I can contact the tower and ask if they can hold the Potomac in case Lister tries to leave.
I'm not sure that'll do any good.
Perhaps it won't. It's worth a try.
You can certainly try, Liam. But they've been allowed to stay on Titan IV in a stolen spacecraft. Much of the planet is still pro-rage.
What are we going to do with our two IDF crew members, especially if they can't be transported?
In that case, we will contact IDF headquarters and have them come and transport them to a hospital. If they can walk on their own, we'll take them ourselves and notify command.
Captain, if you want us to take the shuttle and follow Lister, what are you going to do if the IDF wants it back?
There's a bounty on their heads. I'm sure the IDF won't be in a hurry to get their shuttle back.
Plus, they're in a stolen IDF vessel. I think we'll be fine.
It's terrible about yours, though. You just got it refurbished. Now it's scrap metal floating in space.
Well, I hope your insurance covers it.
I'm not too worried. I'm just glad you three were able to get out of there before we lost everything.
Oh, yeah. It was touch and go there for a minute.
A plus 30 seconds?
But who's counting?
Well, I certainly was.
We all were, if you want to know the truth.
What bothers me is where did they get such a sophisticated bomb? This is a device that arms itself once it experiences 1G.
It had to be a part of their plan all along. I think they brought it with them, anticipating hijacking another vessel.
Now that's what you call planning ahead. Lenora, you've been quiet. What do you think?
There's only one place you can get something like that on Titan III, and his name is K.L.
You think that lowlife storekeeper would have something like that?
What you see in that store of his is nothing compared to what he has hidden away. That type of device is not manufactured, as far as I know.
So, are you implying it was an IED?
The previous owner of the store, Brady, was a genius when it came to homemade devices. I can guarantee you that is where it came from.
Something to keep in mind. We may have to pay a visit to KL in the future.
I assume you're talking about arresting him and not making a purchase.
Definitely to arrest him.
KL's not going anywhere soon. He'll be right there once this is all over. As for our two guests in the brig, do you plan to turn them over to IDF authorities on Titan IV or transport them back to Baldabar?
They need to stand trial in Baldabar. I'm not going to risk having someone else transport them.
It's going to be a while before we reach Titan IV. I suggest everyone go to your cabins and get some rest while you can.
Captain, would you like me to send out a wake-up call?
As restless as everyone is, I don't think we're going to need one.
I've been going through records, and I don't think there ever was a Mrs. Obarski.
Same here, but I think we have proof now that Obarski is the mole.
How so?
Kate was on the phone with me a few minutes ago. We were talking about a suspect being AWOL. While we were on the phone, he showed up.
Showed up? Showed up where?
Kate, Kelly, Tracy, and Garrett were staking out the first possible target when Koski showed up. They were far enough away he didn't see them. And while I was talking to her, a third party showed up. She was sure it was Obosky.
This is getting better by the minute.
If he's AWOL, won't the Army be looking for him?
That's one of the things I came to tell you. According to my Pentagon source, he's not AWOL. He put in for a 3-day leave to move to Alexandria. That's why his place was empty.
So they won't be looking for him?
Exactly. Which means that tomorrow's a definite possibility for the attack.
Kate informed me that Holiday made some electrical jamming equipment available to them.
If they're gonna load the virus wirelessly, that will work.
You think their inside contact will manually load it?
That's one possibility. But I can't see that happening for all three. Four, if you count San Antonio.
I agree with you, Pappy. Relying on inside contact to do all the work's pretty risky. Once they gain access to the mainframe, it'll be easy to upload a virus.
I'm having a hard time seeing how hitting three hubs is going to cripple us. Yes, it will be a big inconvenience, but cripple?
It could back up our ports and railheads for days, possibly weeks.
Have you looked at seaports lately? Ships are anchored offshore because they can't unload. I don't think it will do anything but annoy a few people.
I see your point, Scarlet. I've thought about that myself. If I order something online, I read the fine print. Now, there are certain locations that will take weeks to ship.
I do the same. I check out the company supplying the product. If it is overseas, I look for another vendor, even if I have to pay a little more.
Both of you make solid arguments.
Now, Pappy, you taught all of this shipping in T-School. Can you apply any of that to the civilian world?
Certainly. Most of the transporters are civilian under government hire. What exactly are you getting at?
It seems like an awful lot of effort just to disable a corner of the internet temporarily. Look at the blackout in 2004. The whole Northeast was blacked out.
If the Houston mission is just the three internet hubs, are you suggesting there might be more?
I'm just saying that there has been a lot of effort put into this by Rage. It goes back to Hank's mission. Why is this so important that they assign another team?
Seems to me you're suggesting this could very well be a diversion. If it is a diversion, what would be their main target? I just don't see one.
You know, I'll run this by our Houston crew.
Jim, what's up?
Hey, Kate, I want to run something by you.
Okay.
Well, we've been going over things on this end and wondering why Rage would put so much time and effort into a mission that will provide, a minor inconvenience at best?
I would think knocking out the internet to one of the busiest ports in the world would be more than just inconvenient.
Now think about it. This goes all the way back to Hank.
But we know for certain that we have identified the main targets and who's doing it. Why do you have reservations about this?
We were discussing the cargo bottleneck we have now. It's something like that the public's been dealing with for a while. I don't think this is going to cripple us the way Rage thinks it will.
And your point is?
Well, your cover for being there is that Homeland uncovered a plot for some cartel to stage a phony attack so that their real mission could go forward, right?
So you're thinking that Bishop's mission is a diversion?
Possibly. I know it's a long shot, but it's something to consider.
I'll talk to Pierman about this. We'll see if he or Homeland can pick up some chatter.
All right. How's it going on your end?
We're looking at the jamming equipment Pierman sent. It should do the trick.
Yeah, great. We got a lot of work to do, so I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
Kate's gonna have Pierman and Homeland listen for any internet chatter about another mission.
I certainly hope this is their only mission.
I didn't mean to stir up a bee's nest. It just got me wondering.
No, that's fine, Scarlet. You need to keep us on our toes.
Speaking of toes, I've been on mine since ODark 30. I'm going to call it a day, if that's all right with you.
I told you earlier you need to get some rest.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll start it fresh in the morning.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
You know, Jim, for once, I hope she's wrong.
I feel the same way, Pap. I feel the same way.
Oh, either one of them awake?
The lieutenant here was awake just long enough to tell me there was a bomb on the ship.
We may owe our lives to him. It was quite fortunate that he woke up.
Since then, he's been out like a light.
What about him?
Captain here is yet to regain consciousness. Has the IDF been notified?
Yes, we sent out notification as soon as their bodies were discovered. I'm here to get an update to pass along to command.
Like I said, the captain hasn't regained consciousness. I'll keep him in the hyperbaric chamber until his vitals stabilize. The LT is stable but drifts in and out. He wakes up a couple of times to ask about the captain and the shuttle. I'm going to keep those thermal blankets on him until his core temp gets back to normal. Do we have anything on Lister yet?
They got a pretty good head start on us. Our plan is to deploy the shuttle with Gabby, Joe Mack, and Marco. They'll try to locate Lister's shuttle. Nate and Liam will stay with the Mercury in case Lister tries to escape in the Potomac.
And the rest of us?
As before, we'll split up and check out the most likely medical facilities they might use for Lister's operation. I believe he's back.
LT, relax. Would you like some water?
Yes, please. Thank you. Who's this?
I'm Agent Tony Simon of the IDF. Formerly Captain Tony Simon of the Intergalactic Expeditionary Force.
So, you served in the Galactic Wars. Thank you for your service.
That was a long time ago, Lieutenant. We should be thanking you. Had you not told us about the bomb, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I'm glad you found it. Is the captain any better?
He's stable and still in the chamber.
Is he going to make it?
All I can tell you is what you already know. He is in stable condition. We're going to need to get him to a hospital soon. I think he has a good chance of making it.
Do you know if there's any way we can electronically track your ship?
There's a code to enter.
Code? What kind of code?
Each scout craft has a clearance code. The pilot has to enter it before engaging thrusters.
I see. What happens if the code is not entered?
An ELS is sent out.
ELS? What is that?
Emergency locating signal. That means we can electronically track his ship, unless Lister disabled it. Lieutenant, what's the tracking frequency?
1.6 gigahertz. Find it. Fine.
That was the longest he's been conscious. He needs to rest.
Yes, of course. I'll get this information to Jaffra straight away.
So, are we in charge yet?
Tomorrow afternoon. During their 1 p.m. seminar.
Sounds good. That means I've got all night to enjoy the amenities.
Now, Sam, we talked about this. You have to keep a low profile to avoid suspicion.
Don't worry, I'm on top of it. Last thing we need is for hotel management to come up here suspecting a big party. I've got it covered. I found two other restaurants close by, so I'm good.
Excellent. Just make sure you have a light lunch tomorrow. Can't have you taking your midday nap after a big meal.
No problem. I'm doing a mini fast. Just a couple of burgers, fries, and two large milkshakes.
Well, I appreciate your sacrifice. You can eat later to celebrate. So what are your plans after this?
I'll file my report to the GSA, then head back to Washington for my next assignment.
From the GSA? Or from Honga?
Well, since my boss is a rage undercover, I suspect both.
What about that partner? Garrett.
Luckily, he was only my partner for this assignment. I really hope next time they line me up with another Hongan. It's a real pain to eat like a local and then sneak off for a real meal.
Listen, I'm willing to put in a good word for you on my next assignment. Maybe we can do this again.
As good as that sounds, I need to remain separate from your current mission. This is your baby. I don't think it would look good for you if I was credited with any part of the mission.
I guess you're right.
So, let me get this straight. You plan to start your exercise sometime after 1 p.m., and then you'll notify me right before that to start mine.
That is correct.
And the two other actors in your little play will do the same?
On my cue.
So you've got yourself a little four-act play here. Sweet. It's just...
Just what?
Well, all of this preparation, even going back to Hank, all of this to temporarily knock out three internet hubs in the Southwest... It seems like an awful lot of work for such a small mission. Unless I'm missing something here.
Look, Sam, you know how this works. We operatives work in a vacuum. There could very well be another mission at play here. We just might be a diversion for something bigger. Thing is, I don't have a clue. We get a mission, we carry it out, no questions asked, and we move on.
Yeah, I've been involved in a few of those.
As have I. Let's just concentrate on the mission at hand and move on when we're done.
Well, that's all we can do. I'll be awaiting your call tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
What you got?
Just got off the phone with Bishop. From what I can tell, they plan to notify me when the seminar starts for Cyrus. Shortly after that, they plan to launch their attack in Houston.
So we can expect the attack on Cyrus 1 there in San Antonio, and then followed by the three here.
Yes. I also told him I found it very unusual that so much effort was being put into an operation that was temporary at best.
That's very interesting. We've been talking about the very same thing here. What did he have to say about that?
He basically said, I know nothing. He claimed that he only knew what his instructions were, and he had no idea about the big picture.
So he claims, but how do we know?
He's totally focused on his mission only.
Okay, let us know when he sent you the word. If Cyrus 1 is taken out, it will be just a minor inconvenience. His only goal there is to divert attention.
In my time with him, I never picked up on anything you might call the big picture. His attack was all he ever talked about.
Okay, let us know when he sent you the word. If Cyrus 1 is taken out, it will be just a minor inconvenience. His only goal there is to divert attention.
Will do.
You're back again. Are you just checking to see if your poison worked?
Poison? Look, mate, if I was going to poison you, we wouldn't be talking right now. We'd be holding the burial at space.
I hope our next meal includes something that we at least recognize.
I'll put in your request and pass it on to the chef.
And what is it that brings you down here?
I'd say he's here to see if we're still breathing.
I don't know why you keep complaining about the food. I had the same breakfast as you had.
And he's still standing.
If your concern is that we may have escaped, I can assure you we haven't left the premises.
But I could use a little walkabout to stretch my legs.
Sure, let me just let you out, give you the keys to the shuttle, take it for a little spin, and be back by dark.
But it's always dark in space.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I guess there's no use in giving you the keys to the shuttle.
You're not fooling me one bit. I know there are no keys for the shuttle.
Damn, busted.
So tell me, what is the real reason for your visit?
Just a simple health and welfare visit. We want to make sure that you're comfortable.
You just want to make sure that we're still alive. I imagine we're more valuable to you alive than dead.
That's true. I also wanted to tell you that one of the IDF pilots regained consciousness.
How nice for him.
And why do you feel the need to tell us? We had nothing to do with their abduction.
They informed us their craft had a secret code that must be entered before being put into operation. When they stopped to render assistance, they took the craft offline. When Lister took it without entering the code, it set off a tracking beacon. We'll be able to follow him wherever he goes.
Should we tell him?
Tell me? Tell me what?
Rage knows all about this protective code. We know how to override it, and you won't be able to follow him.
The Lizard disabled the tracker, how will the Mercury be able to follow him? Is the mission in Houston merely a cover or a diversion for a bigger plan? Will Bishop be able to knock out the internet in Houston and San Antonio? We'll find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Wild Goose Chase.